Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, as you know, Angela had in the news, Macron is saying it's going to be 5 years until they get the cathedral back.
Wow, I think that's a pretty good estimate.
Yeah, that's pretty optimistic.
That's optimistic. Obviously, the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, not just affecting Catholics, but people from all around the world. And here to talk about it is Dr. Grazie Pozzo-Christi of the Catholic Association. Dr. Christi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on. What was your initial reaction as you saw the news reports coming about the destruction at Notre Dame?
It was just sorrow. It was pain watching an emblem of Catholicism, an emblem of really Western civilization.
There you are.
Burning like that. I mean, and this was before one even considered the artistry of all those hundreds of years of human effort in glorifying the divine in stone and glass.
From Rolling Stone, Harvard University architecture historian Patricio Del Real offered a new take. The building was so overburdened with meaning that its burning feels like an act of liberation.
How could you say that? How could anybody say that, doctor?
I read that on Twitter this morning and my jaw dropped. Because I thought, you know, if you think that cathedral was overloaded with meaning, then you're just anti-Christian bigot. I'm sorry, that's a little strong, but
that's all right. You're allowed. That's how it is. You're allowed.
Okay. I think he's just a bigot.
Had you ever been there?
Yes, I was there one time. But more than that, I see all the cathedrals of Europe as signs that European civilization, and then our civilization, of course, Western civilization, was built by Christianity. It's built on the foundations of Christianity, and that's where our ideas of equality and human dignity come from, that the ideas that we're very proud of and we should be.
You know, the question I would have, and I was thinking about this yesterday, I mean, it is a symbol not only of Catholicism, and we'll get to that in a minute, but also about Western civ and what was accomplished through architecture, craftsmanship, all that. Is there anything in the United States that even resembles this?
You know, there's a cathedral in New York, which happens to be, Church of England, but Anglican, and they're trying to build it. It's in the Upper West Side, St. John the Divine, I think it's called, and they're building it using those techniques that were used in the Middle Ages, sort of by hand, carving it. You know, that's another thing that we have to consider when we see these cathedrals. We've lost that artistry. We can't build it the way it was.
Right, exactly. We're talking with Dr. Grazie Pozzo-Christi of the Catholic Association about the fire that destroyed Notre Dame. I'll tell you what, Doctor, when I was watching the coverage and they saw the tape of the spires falling, it kind of brought back awful memories of September 11th.
Me too. Yes, I had a cousin died in September 11th. And I had that same feeling when I was watching it. And then I said to myself, well, there's no loss of life. But it did feel like people were dying because this beautiful work of art is the work of people's hands, of people's love, and that's dying.
So in a sense, you could say that, you know, certainly figuratively, people died. I mean, you know, all of their work was represented in that building.
Yeah, it was the highest expression of their faith. You know, the people who built these cathedrals were dirt poor. Compared to what we think of poverty now, they were poor, hungry poor, and lived in very, you know, low circumstances, considering what we feel now is normal for modern people. And they spent those years and their time and their effort and their love giving this expression to their love for God. And they built marvels. So we've lost a lot in the losing of these parts of Notre Dame.
When you look at this cathedral, Dr. Christi, you think of Rome, you think of St. Patrick's in New York, you think of these, and it's not just Catholicism, obviously, it's other religious structures like this. They're just so iconic. So to see one of them destroyed the way that Notre Dame was, you really take a step back.
Well, yes, and I think a big part of it is that in our modern secular life, we're not building things like that anymore. We're not building things of great beauty, in my opinion.
Okay.
You know, when we build a big building, we build a square, very utilitarian, flashy, but not with this, not infused with that deep, that gorgeousness that people used to put into building and architecture, because they put it in there because they were giving glory to God. So now in our modern world, we're sort of a utilitarian, giving glory to men and women, I guess, but not to God, and it reflects, our art reflects that.
Took 200 years to build it. And, you know, you answered a question that I was wondering about. You know, Macron, the president of France, says, oh, it'll be 5 years. We'll have this baby back up. But the fact of the matter is, as you mentioned, I was wondering, are there people who are capable of doing this work? I think I read there was somebody who did a laser study of the building itself, the edifice, and managed to kind of, to the, you know, infinite detail, figure out what was in there and how it worked. But I think it's going to be very difficult to get this replaced.
I don't know if it's even possible, but you know what I worry about when I see that? Are they going to build it right? Even if they had the people who could do it, are they going to be able to infuse it again with that faith and that fervor? I'm not sure that they're capable anymore.
That's a very, very good point. It's just such a devastating loss for the Catholic Church. And again, as we said, it's not just for the church, but it's for Western civilization when a building like that is destroyed. And you know, and look, to me, Doctor, it doesn't matter how it burned. It's only the fact that it burned.
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe we can end on a hopeful note and say that maybe when the French and the whole world watches this icon of Christian faith, but also Western civilization burning, maybe it'll remind them why our civilization is so important and all the good that our ideals do.
I myself find it liberating.
As opposed to liberation.
This guy on
exactly.
Harvard University.
Dr. Grazie Poser-Christie is a policy advisor for the Catholic Association. You speak in both Spanish and English. We would speak to you in Spanish, except we don't know any. So.
Okay. We'll stay with
you. Que bueno.
Exactly. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a happy Holy Week.
Thank you. YouTube, Dr. Grazie Poser-Christie. Great insight. And look, it's not, you know, when anything... any iconic building is destroyed. It doesn't matter if it's faith, doesn't matter if it's country, where
9/11.
It is. It's just, right, exactly.
Twin
that's
Towers.
That's the feeling I had watching that spire hit the ground.
When I think of all that went in the history into that building, which was not that, you know, it was 70s, but nevertheless.
Right.
It's pretty impressive.
Right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.